Get up every Saturday morning with a single purpose in mind of trying to make your day a better day. I want you to listen to one of the very, very first openings of one of the very, very first shows. Romy, why do all the old recorded broadcast things sound the same?
I think some of it has to do with it all being in mono. And has
the
to be analog.
Tape and stuff.
A lot of it's analog because it hadn't been digitized.
It sounds like I'm doing a World War II update here.
It sounds like you're 12.
Let's hear it.
You have something in mind that you'd like to get going at the house and don't know where to start. That's where the show comes in. Give us a call. We'll give you names, addresses, showrooms, and places to go and people to see. We'll get you started out in the right direction.
Aye. Well, we're still doing that. Same way. Same place.
Sounds a little
just over a much bigger footprint. We're doing it almost statewide at this point, and we'll be completely statewide quickly. Hey, we had Tom that was on hold. We were going to try and get to his call. He's a truck driver moving in the truck between Tucson and Phoenix right now. And he kind of keyed off on a question. The man that was building the home in Tubac, and we were convincing him to try and go masonry, which hopefully we will. And then Tom's keying off of that and saying, okay, if it's a masonry home, do I use a wood stud or a metal stud? All right. Another opportunity for me to get on my soapbox.
And what we're talking about is furring the interior.
Yeah, exactly.
You still have interior walls. You've got to separate the bedrooms.
Yeah.
And he's wanting to know, do I frame that out? I'll let you go on your soapbox,
yeah.
And then I will go on to a few thoughts that I have, because the next home I build, my goal is to not use a sheet, a drywall,
okay,
or a single stud.
Interesting.
No drywall, no studs.
I'm interested to hear how we'll get there. Are you going to go back in the 60s and just like hang love beads down like between your room partitions
and
stuff?
Lava lamps.
Oh,
not quite.
So here's my take on steel studs versus wood studs. Why? I don't even know why we would use wood studs. I mean, it's a masonry home. You go steel studs. You frame up everything in steel. You use a free span truss that goes from masonry wall to masonry wall. All your interior walls are non-load bearing. You go steel stud. You frame it up. Now, the only trick to that is the house can then become a noisy home. So you hang the sheetrock on one side of all your walls, and then you blow all the walls filled of wet spray cellulose insulation. In fact, if you really, what I'm going to do is not only am I going to fill the walls with wet spray cellulose insulation, but I'm actually going to cover one side of it with a sound acoustic board and then another layer of sheetrock. So then when I've got all the 10 grandchildren, 11, I guess 11 soon, is that the rumor I'm hearing? 11 grandchildren?
I don't count for you, but you're going to get another one from us if that's what you're asking.
That's what I heard. That's what I understood. Okay. So you have 11 grandchildren today, you know, like they're all puking at Julia's house. So I want to have all concrete floors. I want to have it fairly quiet. So as they're running through the house playing tag or murder in the dark or whatever it is, the acoustic level is at some reasonable sound. And when they are puking on the floor, I want them to be able to hose it out themselves.
No carpet.
That's exactly right. So that's Rosie's house. Hey, we're talking about a lot of the old-time bloopers and highlights and features of the Rosie on the House show that have occurred over the last 25 years. We're going to play a segment here of Jennifer's.
Oh, wait a minute. Nobody asked me about this.
We are surprising you. We've been making fun of me on air in the last hour and 10 minutes. Now we're going to have a little fun with you. Jennifer was actually asked to be on another radio show prior to her ever being on Rosie on the House. And this has to go back to what, babe? About 1992?
Well, I haven't heard it. I don't know.
It's old. It's really old. Mike, go ahead and cue that up.
Why did you start homeschooling your children?
When we began homeschooling, I had just had my fourth child, and they were all very little, and we lived out in the country, and I was not willing to have my little one taken. They had to be on a long bus drive and had been gone a lot of hours, and I didn't think I was ready to leave, to have her parted. And we started with the idea we'd do it 1 year at a time, and this is 6 years later, and we're still doing it and enjoy it more and more as a family.
That was on K-Love Radio.
That's KFLR, I believe.
KFLR, mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And you were invited back shortly
I
after
was,
that. And you brought the kids.
I did. And they took the microphone and handed it to Romy and said, "And young man, what do you like about homeschooling?" And Romy looked at him with his big blue eyes and he said, "Going hunting with my dad." I was like, man.
That was the scholastic statement you wanted to make, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was when New River didn't have the double bridges yet, so it still flooded out every time it rained.
Every time. I mean, we would have had to have you all at the school bus in the winter. You would have had to be there in the dark to get picked up, to get all the way over to the school when it wasn't flooded, when the roads were open, and you wouldn't have gotten back till after dark.
Oh, we had a lot more fun than that.
We had a lot more fun than that.
Carefree Highway wasn't a double freeway. It was still just one blacktop all the way out.
It was the country. It was the country and rough.
They wouldn't have been there to run about the road. Yeah.
The thing I liked about homeschool the best is we could always go to Disneyland during the week when it was empty, and we could always go on skiing vacations after spring break. Hey, let's bring in a special guest right now. We want to bring in Danny Gutierrez of QuickCrete, talking about some new innovations. They've been around for a long time as well. Danny, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate you coming on in to the Rosie on the House show. What have you got for us today?
Yes, good morning, Rosie. I'm really enjoying all these bloopers, and I just can't believe it's been 25 years. Congratulations.
Man. Well, thank you. It's very humbling.
Well, I wanted to continue our conversations on floor coatings and projects around the home. And before I do that, I had a quick question for you. What part of the home do you think is the most underused area and has the greatest opportunity to be converted into a more functional area or even an area for entertaining?
Oh, that's the garage.
Absolutely.
Most underutilized room in the house.
Yep, I agree. I mean, you could easily add, AC, heat, incorporate an office, hobby area, a gym.
Yeah,
absolutely. A man cave, right?
Absolutely. So very, very easily.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the floors, though. You know, tell me a little bit about your garage and your garage floor.
Well, the typical garage floor is just going to be gray concrete.
With broom finish.
And it's going to have the expansion joints that kind of collect a little bit of a dust and whatnot, and that would be the first thing you'd want to do in making the garage a convertible room. You're going to want to have a nice, high, durable, easy, clean finish. So what are y'all, this is a buyer's alert advance notice, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, before you can transfer, you know, I mean, before you bring in a gym or create your man cave or that little hobby area, you need to transform that dull concrete. And part of our new QuickCrete decorative coatings launch, we now have available epoxy garage floor coatings. And this new advanced formula is water-based, and it'll protect against, you know, your traditional gasoline, motor oil, and other household chemicals. It has a high-gloss finish, really good, superior adhesion, eliminates that hot tire pickup. And unlike the traditional epoxies out there in the market, once you mix this, it is immediately ready for use, for application. So ideal for garage, basements, laundry rooms, workshops. Our innovative one-car garage kit will cover up to 280 square feet. Inside this 2-gallon kit, you're going to have the two-part epoxy, the cleaner, the etcher, the color flakes, stir stick. So we've made it really easy for that homeowner to really convert that garage floor into a more functional area.
And people can find that on the shelves where and when?
Well, you start looking for it at all your local retail and wholesale outlets. It is rolling out as we speak. You can get onto our website. We're actually going to be incorporating a new how-to video that'll walk the customer through it. And then also keep in mind, if you want to add another ultimate gloss or more chemical resistant flooring, we also have our two-part epoxy high gloss coating kit. So if you want to take it to the next level, you can use our high gloss, coating kit.
And when I hear water-based, he had mentioned that earlier. I mean, that's huge for the homeowners because a lot of this original stuff, man, you want to talk about having a high danger of working in an enclosed area. The first gloss I did in a home, I got done. I went out back. I thought, I'm
buzzed.
Oh, my gosh.
You're buzzed. That's so true. Hey, I've got another old segment I want to play for y'all real quick. Go ahead and fire it up, Mike. Those of you who have ever had a pregnant wife will appreciate this one.
And speaking of honey-do lists, I want to share something with y'all. For the first time in 10 years, my wife is pregnant. And that doesn't only do funny things to her diet. That does really funny things to her honey-do list. You know, they say when moms get pregnant, they go through a nesting syndrome where they want everything in the house to be just right. I've been waking up on Saturday mornings the last 2 or 3 weeks, and my wife will be there smiling, greeting me in the morning, saying, "Honey, let's power wash the house." "Oh, yes, that's just what I thought I'd do this weekend, darling. I'll go get a pressure washer." Or, honey, could you empty everything out of the boys' bedroom while they're both away at camp so we can scrub the ceilings and the walls and shampoo the carpet and wipe down the closet rods and the closet shelves?" "Oh, yes, honey, that is exactly what I had planned this weekend." Boy, she is into a nesting syndrome like an old fussy mallard hen just trying to get that nest ready. Boy, it has done the most peculiar things to our weekends that you can imagine. I mean, she's home right now on her hands and knees scrubbing carpet, shampooing it, and when I get home, I'll be there replacing all the furniture back into the room. Now, I would have stayed home and helped her, but I had to come do the show. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's my job. I had to come do the radio show, so I left Mom with my two able-bodied older daughters, and they're giving her a hand and making sure she doesn't overwork herself. So this nesting syndrome, whew, thank goodness it can only last about another 7 months. Man, it has changed my weekend life, I'll tell you.
She didn't go through all that with all of y'all. It was just when all of y'all were older and she had time to think about it.
Is that what it was?
It's all the help I had.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
I missed my help.
That, let's see. That was Carol Grace you were pregnant for. She was born December 1997, so that had to be about the spring of 2007, 15 years ago, 16 years ago. Folks, when we get back, more fun here at Rosie on the House, as well as Dewey, a longtime listener calling from Queen Creek. We'll get him on the air as well.